Hello everyone, welcome to episode 393 of the Lifespring Family Audio Bible. I'm your temporary host, Mac. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We are reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track 1 is the Old Testament, and track 2 is the New Testament. Until Steve is able to come back to the microphone, which he hopes will be soon, we will be playing his earlier readings from the Book of Psalms. Speaking of Steve, I said yesterday that his bronchitis had returned. Well, he saw a doctor yesterday and learned that he has pneumonia. Of course, the doctor prescribed some medicine, and he told Steve that all should be well in 7 to 14 days. Even with that news, Steve does hope to return to this microphone before then, so keep listening to hear when he is able to talk to you again. So, in the meantime, we will return to the Book of Psalms from Steve's earlier recordings. Today Steve will read chapter 6 through 10. Let's begin, shall we?
Psalms chapter 6. O Lord, do not speak sharp words to me in your anger, or punish me when you are angry. Be kind to me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are shaken. My soul is in great suffering. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord. Set my soul free. Save me because of your loving kindness. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who gives you praise from the grave? I am tired of crying inside myself. All night long my pillow is wet with tears. I flood my bed with them. My eye has grown weak with sorrow. It has grown old because of all who hate me. Go away from me, all you who sin, for the Lord has heard the sound of my crying. The Lord has heard my cry for help. The Lord receives my prayer. All those who hate me will be ashamed and worried. They will run away. They will be put to shame right away. Psalms chapter 7. You, Lord God, are my protector. Rescue me and keep me safe from all who chase me, or else they will rip me apart like lions attacking a victim, and no one will save me. I am innocent, Lord God. I have not betrayed a friend or had pity on an enemy who attacks for no reason. If I have done any of this, then let my enemies chase and capture me. Let them trample me to death and leave me in the dirt. Get angry, Lord God. Do something. Attack my furious enemies. See that justice is done. Make the nations come to you as you sit on your throne above them all. Our Lord, judge the nations. Judge me and show that I am honest and innocent. You know every heart and mind, and you always do right. Now make violent people stop, but protect all of us who obey you. You, God, are my shield, the protector of everyone whose heart is right. You see that justice is done, and each day you take revenge. Whenever your enemies refuse to change their ways, you sharpen your sword and string your bow. Your deadly arrows are ready with flaming tips. An evil person is like a woman about to give birth to a hateful, deceitful, and rebellious child. Such people dig a deep hole, then fall in it themselves. The trouble they cause comes back on them, and their heads are crushed by their own evil deeds. I will praise you, Lord. You always do right. I will sing about you, the Lord Most High. Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Psalms chapter 9. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will talk about all your wonderful acts. I will celebrate and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Most High. When my enemies turn and retreat, they fall down and die right in front of you because you have established justice for me and my claim, because you rule from the throne, establishing justice rightly. You have denounced the nations, destroyed the wicked. You have erased their name for all time. Every enemy is wiped out, like something ruined forever. You've torn down their cities. Even the memory of them is dead. But the Lord rules forever. He assumes his throne for the sake of justice. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will judge all people fairly. The Lord is a safe place for the oppressed, a safe place in difficult times. Those who know your name trust you because you have not abandoned any who seek you, Lord. Sing praises to the Lord who lives in Zion. Proclaim his mighty acts among all people, because the one who avenges bloodshed remembers those who suffer. The Lord hasn't forgotten their cries for help. Have mercy on me, Lord. Just look how I suffer because of those who hate me. But you are the one who brings me back from the very gates of death, so I can declare all your praises, so I can rejoice in your salvation in the gates of daughter Zion. The nations have fallen into the hole they themselves made. Their feet are caught in the very net they themselves hid. The Lord is famous for the justice he has done. It's his own doing that the wicked are trapped. Hagayon, Selah. Let the wicked go straight to the grave, the same for every nation that forgets God, because the poor won't be forgotten forever. The hope of those who suffer won't be lost for all time. Get up, Lord. Don't let people prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Strike them with fear, Lord. Let the nations know they are only human. Selah. Psalms chapter 10. Why are you so far away, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself when we are in trouble? The wicked are proud and persecute the poor. Catch them in the traps they have made. The wicked are proud of their evil desires. The greedy curse and reject the Lord. The wicked do not care about the Lord. In their pride, they think that God doesn't matter. The wicked succeed in everything. They cannot understand God's judgment. They sneer at their enemies. They say to themselves, "I will never fail. I will never be in trouble." Their speech is filled with curses, lies, and threats. They're quick to speak hateful, evil words. They hide themselves in the villages, waiting to murder innocent people. They spy on their helpless victims. They wait in their hiding places like lions. They lie in wait for the poor. They catch them in their traps and drag them away. The helpless victims lie crushed. Brute strength has defeated them. The wicked say to themselves, "God doesn't care. He has closed his eyes and will never see me." O Lord, punish those wicked people. Remember those who are suffering. How can the wicked despise God and say to themselves, "He will not punish me"? But you do see. You take notice of trouble and suffering and are always ready to help. The helpless commit themselves to you. You have always helped the needy. Break the power of wicked and evil people. Punish them for the wrong they have done until they do it no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. Those who worship other gods will vanish from his land. You will listen, O Lord, to the prayers of the lowly. You will give them courage. You will hear the cries of the oppressed and the orphans. You will judge in their favor, so that mortal men may cause terror no more.
If you would like to leave a comment or a get well message for Steve, email him at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 393.lifespringmedia.com. I hope to see you back here tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Mark. Thank you for being here. Bye.